Southern Valley.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, well, I'm excited, I'm giddy, I'm wound up. And I'm warmed up, too. Partly sunny and one below right now. Hey, got to talk Catholic Schools Week. I always look forward to this week because I get to talk with Tom and Kaya from St. Mary's and St. John's. Folks, good morning.
Good morning,
Bill. Good morning, Bill.
And I'm always thanking people for braving the cold to come in here and talk to me. I appreciate that.
Well, it's nice and toasty in here.
It is very
warm. It's toasty in here, and it's beautiful outside compared to...
It does. It feels like a heat wave.
Yeah,
it's like this
Friday last week.
Crazy, and we're at one below. Well, before we get into this, Tom, here, you've been up baking all night again, I see.
Compliments of Daryl Smith.
Okay.
Right. This week we'll be delivering cookies to area businesses. And those are fresh, Bill.
Right.
They were warm. I tried them out for you before I came over, so they are really good.
They're Tom Hare approved.
Yes.
I love that. I'm going to tear into those. Many of you guys are out of here. And then, Kaya, you had a great event going on. You had the festival.
We did have the Winterfest, formerly known as Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
We just moved it to hopefully build a consistent weekend for that. And it was a great turnout and lots of beautiful decorations.
I love to hear that. I love to hear that. And a good way to kick into to Catholic Schools Week. And you both have a lot of things going on and events planned throughout the week. Tom, we'll start with you. What's going on in St. Mary's?
Absolutely. Well, we are off today. That's unusual. We gave Declan Casty a day off, a fifth grader at St. Mary's. It's his birthday.
And happy birthday, Declan.
Right. And he's going to be the hero tomorrow when he comes back, because not only did he get the day off, the whole school got it off for. But again,
Declan's got some pull. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So anyway, today, without the students there, we don't have a lot going on with them, although we do deliver Meals on Wheels all week, and we have families step up to do that. We want to thank the Wahlbergs, and we want to thank the Beasleys for doing that today, and that will continue throughout the week. We move in tomorrow where we're celebrating our students. We'll have an alumni lunch. You should come to that, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
We really focus on the high school students. They just love coming back. But it's really open to any alumni that wants to come back.
Well, I'm old alumni.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I got stories.
More than welcome you back to that. And I'm going to be stealing some of Kaya's, too, Mrs. Casty's, because on Wednesday, just a really special celebration where we go back and forth each year. This year we will be bringing over St. John's to celebrate Mass.
Fantastic.
And we both student bodies participate in the ministries of the Mass. We play some games afterwards. But just, again, just to show that unity within our community, that how important Catholic education is. And at the center is the Eucharist. It's a celebration of the Mass. So we like to do that each and every year. We have a talent show going on because we are celebrating our students that day. We also have a group of students that are going to be part of a rosary. And this isn't just within our diocese. This is a multi-state rosary that we are called upon. And Mrs. Kruger and the sixth grade class have stepped up and said, we'll do it. And so we'll be going live and doing a rosary with students across the country.
How nice is that?
Right. Again, it's just, we don't want to get so focused on just our school and our Christian faith and Catholic faith here. We want the students to see this isn't just us. It's whether we're celebrating with St. John's or across the country. We love Catholic Schools Week.
Great to have that outreach.
Right. It is absolutely. On Thursday, it's celebrating vocations. We'll be playing bomb ball with the firefighters and police officers. But that day we celebrate those who have dedicated their life to faith.
Right.
You know, our priests, our nuns, our Carmelite sisters, just anyone that has stepped up and said, hey, we want to spread the faith. And the disciples out there, incredible. I know Mrs. Casty's a great disciple. Sometimes I'm questionable. but that idea of, boy, when you see people who have stepped up and want to spread the faith as mm-hmm. Christ called us to do, it is just awesome. So we want to celebrate them on Thursday. So we'll be writing letters to the faith leaders. Am I taking way too much time?
No, Friday, keep going.
We are celebrating faith, knowledge, and service in our faculty, our staff, and our volunteers. We're going to be going bowling. We had some alumni sponsor pizza for that day. But really, we thank everyone, the staff, the volunteers that make a Catholic education possible.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt.
And then the big event.
The big event. We were just talking about it.
Right. Our steak and wine dinner, dance, and benefit auction. Our biggest fundraiser of the year. And again, as we celebrate the families in our parish community, what an awesome event to have a night out without the kids to support our school and Catholic education. So lots of good food, silent auctions, dance, all those good things that bring us, and what we need to do, bring us together as a faith community.
Absolutely. Tom, you're doing great things over there, my
Thank
friend.
You.
Great
Thank
things.
You.
Kaya.
All right.
What's happening on the St. John's side?
Well, like Tom said, so when Catholic schools is across the nation, there's kind of themes we can follow each day. So it's a lot of the similarities of St. Mary's and what we're celebrating each day. So we're celebrating our community today because we're in school celebrating our community. But today we have community leaders coming in to read to our kids. Right before I left, Tony Lopez from the city of Wapton was in there reading to our first graders and did a great job doing that. And many other people coming in to read to each class today. We also start our progressive story for the students to add to a little bit each day. I get to start at this beautiful day. Our kindergartners are going to lead it off. And so we're doing that. And then tomorrow, celebrating our students, which we do literally every day, but make sure they have a special day. Tomorrow, we're doing kind of a Winter Olympic theme tomorrow. So we're going to do a little rock, paper, scissors competition where students compete with their classrooms, and then we'll have a big grand event at the end of the day. So that'll be really fun. And student prizes, all sorts of things like that. Wednesday, like Tom said, we'll head over to St. Mary's and celebrate Mass. And a bunch of our students filled out little hearts that we put on a wall for our Winterfest this past weekend, and there were several of them that said one of their favorite things about St. John's is going to do games with St. Mary's. So it's just a really fun, I think they see a lot of friends and friendly competition between the two schools and camaraderie, like just getting together and doing those things. So excited about that day. And what else? Let's see. We're making some cards for, our soldiers and veterans and things like that. And then Thursday, when we're celebrating vocations, we'd normally celebrate the 100th day of school, but mm-hmm. It falls like a week later than what we're doing this week. And with the 150th anniversary of St. John's Parish, we're going to celebrate that. We're going to dress like you're 150. So I don't know what that
looks
like.
That could be interesting. That could be really interesting.
So I said I might dress up like a skeleton. I don't know. We'll see what comes out with that. But lots of fun there. We are going to do our annual Living Rosary where the whole school joins together in the church. And we each take our turns on a prayer and just pray the rosary for all of that. So joining there, some of our older students will write to our seminarians and our sisters that have also just dedicated their life to the faith. And we also invite our alumni to lunch. So really looking forward to that. We're inviting some former teachers because we've had lots of retirements in the last couple of years. So we want mm-hmm. some of those students to know who the teachers are at St. John's. So we're going to invite some former teachers to the lunch as well. And then Friday, just kicking off celebrating our staff, which I hope we do every day as well. It's mismatch day, sledding if the weather permits, and bingo in the gym. So
got to get the bingo in.
Well, of course we do.
You know, I mean, absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Lots of fun there. So, yeah, it's just a full week of fun and excitement, and you never know what'll pop up.
Right. So let me ask you, what I like about both of you coming in here is just your enthusiasm, obviously, passionate about what you do. Tom, what drives that?
Let me read you something, Bill.
Okay.
Do I have a minute?
Yeah, take all the time you need.
This was written by an eighth grade student. Our teacher, Mrs. Finkel, asked them to write what St. Mary's means to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what a student wrote. St. Mary's means a lot to me because I get the opportunity to grow closer to God each day, each and every day. The classes are small, so everyone is so close, which makes it so much fun to come to school. The teachers are amazing and care so much about the students that we feel so loved as soon as we step into the school. In all my years at St. Mary's, I've learned to know, love, and serve the Lord throughout my entire life. I am very thankful for all the time and effort the staff put into this school and the students. Without them, no one would be where they are today. The light that shines through this school is truly a blessing, and I will remember it throughout the rest of my life.
Wow.
That is
Thank you for
a driving,
sharing that.
That is a driving force when you hear those testimonials, and it's not just for me, it's for our staff.
Absolutely.
I led off our faculty meeting with that the other day because sometimes we forget students are students, just like when you were a student, just like when I was a student. Sometimes they give you a run for your money, mm-hmm. but deep down we know that we're making a difference in their life and especially in their faith.
Well, that's proof.
Yeah.
That is proof. Kai, how about you? What drives you from day to day?
I just think that it's an amazing place to be able to go and learn and do all the things that, you know, we hope all students across the nation and across the world are able to do. But to do it in a place that they not only have teachers, which I think teachers across the world, of course, love their students and those things, but to be able to really sit and, you know, like reiterate that Jesus is here with us all the time and with us wherever we go. And, you know, whether we're making mistakes or, you know, doing really great things in the world, everybody that surrounds you loves you and is praying for you and taking care of each other, I think is just a big part of it. You know, it's really fun to see kids out in the community doing great things that we instill in our building. And we talk so much about that. Like, it's not just about being at a Catholic school. It's about taking that and going out into the community, into the world, and just making it a better place.
Well, you two, I'm telling you, you two are just special people. Your staff, your students are so fortunate that they've got people like you two at the helm. And I appreciate you coming in here. Have a great week and enjoy the week because I just think what you guys are putting out, desperately needed now more than ever. So Kaya, Tom, thank you for coming in. Thank you for the brick too.
Absolutely.
I got a brick from the old school.
Yeah, and it didn't come through your window. It was delivered inside.
Inside.
Yes.
Yes. And I'll treasure that the rest of my life. Thank you for that. And
thank
you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. It's 9:34 here, the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Cloudy sky and one below. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The Agriculture Council of America is proud to announce the celebration of National Ag Day, which is coming up on March 24th, 2026. The annual event recognizes and celebrates the abundance provided by agriculture, acknowledging the essential role it plays in our daily lives. This year's agriculture theme is Agriculture, Together We Grow, celebrating 250 years of progress in agriculture. This year's theme emphasizes the collaborative efforts of farmers, ranchers, and all stakeholders in the agricultural sector who work tirelessly to provide safe, abundant, and affordable products and also recognize 250 years of progress. A series of events is scheduled in Washington, D.C., and virtually to mark the day, including the Egg Day virtual event. At 9 a.m., a live stream of events